Welcome to frontstretch.com stock car scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Chicagoland, Kentucky removed from the Cup schedule. On the eve of the reported 2021 NASCAR Cup Series schedule being announced, NASCAR confirmed that both Chicagoland Speedway and Kentucky Speedway will be losing their dates. A report from The Athletic on Tuesday, September 29th solidified the removal ahead of the full schedule's unveiling on September 30th. According to the report, the changes come as a result of fans complaining about too many mile-and-a-half/two-mile tracks in length. Now, this is the first time since 2004 that a track has been removed from the Cup schedule. Last time was with Rockingham losing its date. For Chicagoland, unfortunately, they'll be not racing any races with no Xfinity Series, no trucks, or ARCA Menards Series racing in 2021. NASCAR already announced a pair of changes. First, with Auto Club Speedway going to a half-mile short track in 2022, and later Texas Motor Speedway losing a points race, but instead hosting the 2021 All-Star Race. For Chicagoland, well, the track did not host a race in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, so the very last race was in 2019, in which Alex Bowman won his first career victory. For more on this, check out frontstretch.com's Adam Cheeks article on frontstretch.com. Number two, Chad Knaus leaving crew chief role in 2021. Chad Knaus's 2020 season will be his final as a crew chief for the NASCAR Cup Series and for his driver in William Byron. Knaus will be moving to the role of vice president of competitions for Hendrick Motorsports. This according to the team, which was announced on Tuesday, September 29th. According to a statement, Knaus will oversee the technical development of Hendrick Motorsports' entire stable of Chevrolet race cars, including its implementation of NASCAR's 2022 next-gen vehicle, in addition to being responsible for personnel dedicated to the organization's four NASCAR Cup Series entries, including crew chiefs, pit crews, engineering, fabrication, assembly, and other team-related staff. Knaus said in a team release, and I quote, "When I started at Hendrick Motorsports in 1993, working for Ray Evernham, my goal was to be a crew chief. Starting at a young age, I wanted to win every race we entered and battle for every championship. My competitive desire has not changed at all, but now I have a family that deserves my attention. The new executive role will allow me to compete in a different way with all four of our teams while spending more time with my wife and my two young children." For more on Knaus's departure as a crew chief, check out Adam Cheek's article on frontstretch.com. Number three, entry lists for Talladega. It's the unpredictable race of the entire playoffs as the truck series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series will be taken to the Super Speedway track in Talladega, Alabama. All three series will be making an appearance, and the truck series will start at 1:13 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, in which it will be the 15th annual Chevrolet Silverado 250, 39 spots for 40 positions, meaning everybody will be making the race. Notable entries include Corbin Forrester for DGR Crossley in the number 17 truck, Chase Purdy in the 24 truck, Brian Dzott in the 28 truck, Danny Bone in the 30, Natalie Decker in the 44, Trevor Bayne in the 45, Gus Dean in the 56, Tim Vaines in the 83, and in the number 97 truck will be Robbie Lyons II. A couple hours later that same day, the Xfinity boys will be taking to the track as their race is being made up, with Talladega being the replacement race. For this race, 37 drivers are entered for 40 positions, meaning all 37 will be making the race. 4:47 p.m. Eastern Time, NBC Sports will be on the call of this one. Notable entries include Matt Mills in the 05, Ryan Vargas will be in the 6, Daniel Hemric in the 8, Colby Howard in the 15, AJ Allmendinger will be in the 16, Joe Nemechek will be in the 47, and Josh Palicki will be in the number 99 car. Last but not least, the 52nd annual Yellowwood 500 from Talladega Green Flag scheduled to wave at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Time. 39 drivers for 40 positions, meaning all 39 drivers will be making the race. Notable entries include the 15 of Brennan Poole, 27 of J.J. Yaley, 51 of Joey Gase, the 53 of James Davison in his final race ever as a NASCAR Cup Series driver. Brendan Gaughan will be presenting his swan song as he'll be driving the number 62 for Beard Motorsports. Timmy Hill will be in the 66, and last year's Daytona winner in July, rain shortened but still winner, Justin Haley will be in the number 77 car for Spire Motorsports. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. Like always, I am Brian Owen. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianOwen, at FrontStretch, Facebook.com/FrontStretch. Also, check out every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on FrontStretch.com, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, a new edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.